The theme chosen for this morning's Lenten Mass is Blessed are they whose way is blameless, which sounds pretty good. We all want to be blessed. We want to follow the way that is blameless. We want to be blameless. Maybe we might think, I'd much rather ponder this theme than the very challenging words of Jesus in the Gospel about loving my enemies. But it's not as if it's a choice of one or the other. The way that is blameless is, of course, the way of love. But we have to get to that point. So let's take it step by step. We start with this line, blessed are they whose way is blameless. It's from today's responsorial psalm. In fact, it's the very first verse of Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm in the whole Bible. Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. So yes, it's about being blessed, but it's even more about the law. It's about the way that the Lord has given us to follow. Now this Psalm 119 is a very interesting psalm, and there's lots and lots of commentaries about it. Let me just read to you from the footnote from this Bible. This is the New American Bible Revised Edition. The footnote is in very small print. It says this, Psalm 119, this psalm, the longest by far in the Psalter, praises God for giving such splendid laws and instruction for people to live by. So it's a psalm of celebration of the law. The author glorifies and thanks God for the Torah. That's the Jewish term for the whole instruction of the law. Prays for protection from sinners enraged by others' fidelity to the law. Laments the cost of obedience. Delights in the law's consolations. Begs for wisdom to understand the precepts. And asks for the rewards of keeping them. It's a very long footnote. I won't read the whole thing. But it notes that this long psalm has one stanza for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's called an acrostic poem. And it uses so many words for the law or for the instruction. These are the nine words that this translation uses. Law, statute, commandment, precept, testimony, word, judgment, way, and promise. There are others too, decree, for example. Anyway, it's a celebration of the law. This is what it says here. Yes, the psalm is fascinated with God's word directing and guiding human life. And we should be fascinated with God's word directing and guiding human life. So that's the psalm. And that's where this theme comes from. Blessed are they whose way is blameless. In fact, the response we sang is even more to the point. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. This is what Moses is celebrating in the first reading. Here's Moses speaking to the people just before they enter into the promised land. And he says, this day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and decrees. Follow the law. This is the way God gave us. Now follow this way. Be careful then to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. This is your side of the agreement, to follow the law, follow the decrees, follow the commandments. And then God on his side of the agreement will raise you up, bring you into the promised land, exalt you above all the nations. So it sounds so good to us, but it is a treasure. The law of God, as it's revealed to us in the Old Testament, is a great treasure, something to celebrate, something to honor. And that's why this long psalm, Psalm 119, is a treasure for us. In fact, if you've never read it, it's good to try reading the whole thing at once, because usually we just read very small excerpts from it. Sit down sometime and read the whole psalm It's a great celebration of the gift of a way that's given to us. There's a little problem, though, and that is that even though the way is blameless, who are the they? Blessed are they whose way is blameless. Who are they? Whose way is blameless? Blameless, faultless, immaculate. We realize we can't on our own count ourselves among those whose way is blameless. The law is blameless, but we are not. The way God gives us is perfect, but we are not. So now what do we do? Those who excelled at following the law were the Pharisees in Jesus' time. The Pharisees, they were great at following the law. And in yesterday's gospel, Jesus reminded us, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. That's all part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is where today's gospel comes from also. We have to surpass the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. We have to live according to the way better than they did. Well, we realize right away, we're not doing a very good job of it. We're not blameless. And we can't blame the law. We can't blame God. We have to blame ourselves. We have to admit our sins, our failings, our weakness, the impossibility of following the law perfectly. That takes us to today's gospel. Jesus makes a reference to the law as it was understood in the Old Testament, and then he raises it up to a much higher level, a divine level. In this case, he says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Actually, it doesn't say that in the Old Testament. It says love your neighbor, but it doesn't say hate your enemy. We just assume that that's what it means because that's what we naturally do. And then Jesus says, but I say to you, meaning I'm telling you something more, something greater. I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. So it's the way, but it's a higher way. An even more difficult way, in fact. If we couldn't follow the old way perfectly, if we couldn't surpass the Pharisees in following the old way, how can we possibly live this new way, which it goes way, way beyond our natural capability? Who can love his enemies? Who can be so moved as to pray for his persecutors? Our natural response to persecutors is vengeance. They should not do that, and they should be the ones to get the punishment for their wrongdoing. Of course, that's justice. Who wants to pray for them? This is where we are given an even greater gift than the law, that is the new law. We're given a new way. It's Jesus himself. Remember what he says about himself. I am the way. I am the way. So don't follow your natural way. Don't follow the human way. And don't even limit yourself to the way revealed in the old law, the way that's celebrated in Psalm 119. I'm offering you a new way, which is myself. A way of love which is beyond human love, it's divine love. And that's why the gospel compares this love of enemies to the sunshine and the rain. Well, we can't control the sunshine and the rain, it just happens. That's all up to God. God's sun shines on the good and the bad. His rain falls on the just and the unjust. And we don't have any say in it. But he does. He's saying, I love everybody. I shine my divine love on everybody. That's my way. And because this is my way and I'm offering it to you, it can be your way also. Blessed are they whose way is blameless. Whose way is blameless? God's way. But he gives his way to us. He gives himself to us. This is how it becomes possible for us to fulfill the last line of the gospel. So be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. We can't be perfect. not by ourselves, but with God giving himself to us, with God giving his love to us, giving his sacred heart to us, giving his very life to us, then yes, we can follow the way that is perfect, the way that is blameless. And this is what we're doing in Lent. We're abandoning our human ways, especially our sinful ways. We're acknowledging that we're sinners, that we're weak, that we're limited. And then we're saying, because we don't have hope in ourselves, we put all our hope in you, Lord. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who live according to the way of the Lord. That's the blessing we want. We can't do it on our own, but with God's help we can. And that's the pilgrimage of Lent. Tomorrow we're going to get a glimpse of where this journey goes. We'll see Jesus on the mountain, transfigured in glory. And then we'll realize, exactly, that's the blessedness that we really long for. Blessed are they whose way is blameless. That glory is what we really want. And there's no way we can achieve it. We can climb the mountain, but we fall down like the apostles did when they saw the glory of God. Then we are reminded, no, listen to him. Follow his way. This is all tomorrow's gospel. Follow his way. Listen to him. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. He's the way now. You don't have to limit yourself to Moses and Elijah, who appear on the mountain tomorrow, but focus on him, the beloved son of the Father. He's the way. So blessed are they whose way is blameless. Yes, that's the way of the Lord. And it's also our way when we say yes to him. That's what Lent invites us to do. Say yes to God, take up our cross, to love our enemies, to pray for our persecutors, to follow in the footsteps of Jesus.